Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen. Amen and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and top of the morning to you. And welcome back to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We want to thank God for this another day that he has made. Amen. And we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We especially welcome all of our first-time listeners on today, and we thank you for being here with us. Amen. This is a platform, amen, that we meet 7 days a week, amen, at our spiritual breakfast table, amen. So we bless be the name of the Lord, amen. So enjoy the services, amen, to the extent that you'll keep on coming back, amen, and maybe even bring somebody else with you. Amen and amen. We want to thank God all this week. Amen. As a matter of fact, the last couple of weeks we have been, amen, looking at, amen, the power of God, amen, displayed by Jesus, amen, transferred over to us, all those who believe and all those who receive, and how the Spirit is encouraging us, amen, to walk in the Spirit, live in the Spirit, and display, amen, through the Spirit, amen, the power, amen, and the love of God, amen. As we found out on yesterday, amen, that everything works by love. Even our faith works by love. Amen. Glory be to God. Love is the principal thing. So if there's no love, amen, there's very little that we can do, amen, in the Lord's kingdom. There's very little that we can do because it is the core. It is the root. It is the umbilical, amen, the umbilical cord. As we know, when a woman is has conceived a child, that child is connected to her through an umbilical cord, which gives life to the unborn, amen. Well, God's, amen, he is our cord, amen, hallelujah. And so we want to thank God, amen. And as we wind up this week here, beloved, amen, we just want to now take all the teachings, all the information, because faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We want to take all of that, amen, and we don't want to just be hearers only, but we want to be doers of the word, amen. See, it's just not enough to hear, amen, glory be to God. You have to do what you hear. We have to practice, amen, what we hear, amen, and this is how we learn. This is the principle of life. When you go to your doctor, amen, your physician, your medical doctor, and they call them what? Practicing physicians. And they call them that for a reason, see, because they're practicing what they've learned, because nobody knows all of anything. Only God has all knowledge. They go to medical school. They have to take certifications yearly, et cetera. They practice, amen. And so, beloved, so it is in the kingdom. See, we're learning, we're in training for reigning. Amen. Glory be to God. So when we hear and when we learn, amen, this is how we learn. Faith cometh by hearing. Now you take that and you do. Amen. So we want to take and sum up this week here, glory be to God, and begin to practice, be more intentional, amen, about, amen, practicing. So amen. Today, I want to draw your attention to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 3 and verse number 6. And I'm going to be reading in the 8 Amplified Version, because that breaks it down a little bit more. Matter of fact, I'm going to first read it in I'm going to read it in a couple versions, and then we'll conclude with the Amplified Version. Amen. And so, Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart is acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And the scripture simply says this, beloved, amen, hallelujah. It says in 2 Corinthians 3 and 6, it says, who also have made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the spirit. For the letter killeth, but the spirit gives us life. Amen. Now I want to read that same scripture, beloved, in the Amplified Version, which sort of, you know, amplifies the scripture, breaks it down a little bit more for us. Amen. Glory be to God. And it says this, amen. It says, it is he who has qualified us, making us to fit and making us to be fit and worthy and sufficient as ministers and dispensers. I want you to underline the word dispensers, of a new covenant of salvation through Christ, not ministers of the letter, not ministers of the legally written code, but of the spirit. For the code of the law kills, but the Holy Spirit makes alive. Amen. What a beautiful scripture, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. And God's word will never return unto him void, but it will always accomplish everything that he had sent it out to do. Amen. And so we want to, amen, know, beloved, and we've called this teaching this morning, pouring it out for Jesus. Pouring it out for Jesus, because, amen, we hear the word. We're hearing the word all day long. Not only do we start our mornings here on this platform, amen, we have our own personal, hopefully we have our own personal devotion. And I know most Christians I know, amen, they're glued to, you know, the gospel channels most of the day, you know, listening to other preachers, which is good. You got to be careful with that. You got to be careful what's going into your spirit. Amen. You know, listening, you know, to your radio, to your internet. And so we're being filled up all week long. And it's like going to the buffet. You go to the buffet, and most people like the buffet. They have some pretty good buffets. I've been to some buffets, like really, really good. Really good. I'm talking about really nice food, not no junk food. And, you know, you eat, you got your choice, you know what I mean? You get a little filet mignon and a little seafood and a little chicken and all types of salads and desserts, you know, it's good. But you just can't eat, and then not exercise. Can you imagine if you lived at the buffet every day? Every day you go to you have your breakfast at the buffet, you have your lunch at the buffet, and you have your dinner at the buffet, and you're at the buffet all day long, every day, 7 days a week, and you don't exercise. Now, we already know what that's going to look like shortly. And some of us are that way in the spirit. We at the spiritual buffet. We start our breakfast right here at Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, a smorgasbord of good delicacies. I'm talking about good food, no fast food. Food made from scratch, pancakes made with real flour, glory be to God, huh? I'm talking about good food, amen? And then we have our lunch, amen, glory be to God, and then we have our dinner. So we're eating good, and that's good, because the Bible tells us to eat. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. But then you never exercise. You just eat. Eat. And so what? Now you become a little out of shape. You become a little bit out of shape. But this is not what we want to do, beloved. We are dispensers. The scripture says here that we are dispensers. Now we know what a dispenser will do. Okay? A dispenser, you make in a couple minutes. I'm going to, you know, make me a cup of coffee before I begin my day. Amen. And, you know, I make my coffee. I like to smell my coffee. So I'm old fashioned with my coffee. Okay. And the aroma's going on through the house. Okay. And it goes in the pot. And then what? Then you take the teapot and you pour it out in the cup. And now you can drink it. Beloved, God is calling us to be dispensers. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That he can pour out his spirit. See, that the spirit that he puts in us fills us up with, amen. We are dispensers now that we might pour out Jesus to the world. Because the world is in need of him, and they're looking for him. They just don't know how to express it. A lot of them are afraid. A lot of them are scared. You know what I mean? They want answers. And they don't know. They don't know who Jesus is. They don't know how to get to Jesus. They don't know how to do this thing. They don't know what it means to be a Christian. They just don't know. See? And so God connects them to us, see, in our homes, in our neighborhoods, in our workplaces, or just, amen, just by everyday coming and going. See? So that when we connect with these individuals, because there's no accident in the Lord's kingdom. See, when somebody is in back of you in the supermarket line, you best believe that was not a coincidence. God orchestrated that. Do you know how much is involved for someone to be in line? Just say if you're in the supermarket and somebody's in front of you and back of you. Do you know the timing that had to take place for that to happen? They had to leave their house at a certain time. See, and you left yours at a certain time. And but if you hadn't left your house when you did, and if they had not left their house when they did, say they were 10 minutes late, or they made a stop somewhere else first, you would not have connected. If they decided that they was going to stop at Walmart first before they go to the supermarket, you would not have connected with them. It takes a whole lot for two people to be in the same spot at one time. That's a lot of orchestrating. Because 1 or 2 minutes would have turned everything around. See? And so, but God orchestrates all that, believe it or not. Why? Because now the cashier is running a little bit slow, and instead of you complaining about how, you know, poor the workers are, and you know how slow the workers are, and how you got some place to be, instead of complaining and taking the wrong attitude, now you can have a good attitude and know there's a purpose, amen, because the steps of a good man, the steps of a good woman are ordered by the Lord. And take that purpose and pour into that person's life. Just by a couple words, beloved. The Bible says he who wins souls is wise. See, and when you pray and allow the Holy Spirit to minister through you, and just through a few words, you can bring encouragement to somebody. Just through a few words, somebody that was contemplating suicide done changed their mind. Just by a few words in your conversation. How are you today? Oh, I'm exceedingly well. This is a day the Lord hath made. You gave them the word right there. Just in a little conversation, you gave them the word. And it's the word that brings life. It is the word that brings hope. See? And here you had a two-minute, one-minute conversation with somebody, but you deposited the word because you were the dispenser. And you look for opportunities to pour it out. Glory be to God. Y'all know the little water pot? Amen. Some of you love plants. I know I love plants. I love plants. Amen. And you have your little water in the water pot. Amen. Hallelujah. What you got to pour that water pot? You got to pour, tip the water pot to pour the water out. Amen. So that the plants can be watered. Well, beloved, amen, the world around us is dying. And so what God has filled us up with the word. Thank God that we're blessed to, amen, to hear it. Amen. He filled us up to the brim. Why? So we can be that water pot. Dispensers being poured out, pouring out Jesus, pouring out life, pouring out love, pouring it out. He has need of you, believe it or not. I know some of you having a hard time believing it, but it's true. God does not call the qualified. Hallelujah. He qualifies the called. And I want you to know that you have been called before the foundation of the world. God called you. You have a contribution. Why? Because the scripture says that we are dispensers of a new covenant. God called us to not only speak his word, but also to demonstrate it with action. The scripture says, beloved, we are dispensers of the new covenant. We are dispensers of the spirit. Glory be to God. And what all does the new covenant entail? Well, beloved, we who are Bible students and those of us as we study and meditate in God's word, we come up with all the same conclusion because it's just one conclusion. That the new covenant, beloved, glory be to God, entails freedom from sickness, freedom from disease, freedom from poverty, and freedom from spiritual death. Basically, beloved, the new covenant is a release from Satan's bondage. You're released. The prison bars are open. The chains are broken. No longer bound. No longer. Jesus was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him. And by the stripes, we are healed. We have to know we are liberated people. Glory be to God. And we've been preaching it. We've been preaching it for years, Bubba Love. But and we've been teaching it. We've been exhorting it. But the challenge here is we have not been dispensing it. We have not been pouring it out. We read on this platform every day. Every day. I was looking the other day. We had thousands of messages. I mean thousands in our archives. And most of you have been partakers of that. Most of you, amen, have been, amen, not only partakers of that, amen, but also, amen, in helping to teach it, helping to preach it, helping to exhort it. But the truth of the matter is how many of us have been dispensers of that. See, it's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to be about it. That's why Jesus said, these people here, he was talking to a group of people. He said, these people here, amen, they confess me, amen, with their mouths, but they do not possess me. In other words, Jesus said, they talk a good game. They talk. Oh, they got good conversation. But they're not living it. They're not displaying the power. They're talking about love, but they're not walking in love. They talk about the power, but they're not walking in the power. They talk about truth, but they're not walking in truth. They're talking about forgiveness, but they're not walking in forgiveness. They're talking about humility, but they're not walking in it. They talk about giving, but your walk and your talk is contrary. You don't want to have a contrary life where you walk in one thing and talk in something else. When we are dispensers, beloved, of holiness, of righteousness, of God's spirit, amen, that's because it's in us. Now, glory be to God, when I go in the kitchen in a couple of minutes and make my coffee, when after it's brewed, see, and I get my coffee cup and I pour it out, it's only one thing coming out that coffee pot. Tea is not coming out. Orange juice is not coming out. Apple juice is not. Only one thing is coming out of that coffee cup, that coffee pot, and that's coffee. Wanna know why? Because coffee is the only thing that's in there. You see? So, beloved, we can't give what we don't have. So a lot of us aren't dispensers because, amen, we have taken nothing in. Glory be to God. And then for the other ones of us, amen, that have it, we have to stop being selfish with it. This is my coffee. This is my Jesus. No, Jesus is enough for everybody. Jesus is more than your spouse. Now, we know you don't want to share your spouse. And these other religions talking about, you know, to mean seven women to one man, okay, we already know what that's about. Okay, glory be to God. But Jesus is enough for everybody. Because you can pour Jesus out, you can share Jesus, and Jesus is enough for everybody, and more than enough for everybody, and you still got all you need. See? So we have to be, amen, dispensers. You must see this, beloved, because we have been sitting back waiting on God and wondering where the miracles have been. Yet we see the answer to our problem right here in our scripture on this morning. We have been waiting on God to dispense the life. See, we're waiting on God. But what we are missing here, beloved, is that he has made us the dispensers. We're waiting on God to dispense, and we're the dispensers. That's like you staring at the coffee pot, waiting for the coffee pot, amen, to just, you know, rise up, you know, by magic and, you know, and pour the coffee, amen, in your coffee pot. Nah, it ain't going to happen. You're going to have to go over there and pick up that coffee pot and flip it, turn it over, let it dispense. You are the dispensers. You. But I'm not a pastor. You're the dispenser. Well, I'm not a preacher. Are you born again? Yes. Have you believed in your heart and confessed with your mouth the Lord Jesus? Yes. Are you a follower of him? Yes. Are you a believer? Yes. Then you are a dispenser. Why? Because you got something on the inside that you need to pour out to the world around you. Our evangelist Nancy always sings a song, amen, something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in our lives. The scripture tells us, know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God. The Spirit of God tells us that greater is he that lives in you than he that lives in the world. You have something in you that you have to dispense to the world around you. Well, I'm going to do it one day. Don't die with all of that in you. That's not the will of God. No. That's not the will of God. The world would say, amen, die empty. But, beloved, you can give away all, amen, and still die full. Because his love, as we are learning, his love never runs out on us. His spirit, look, there is no shortage of anything in the Lord's kingdom. There's no shortage of love. There's no shortage of his power. There's no shortage of his spirit. The Lord, in God's kingdom. Now, in this world, there's a shortage of water. There's a shortage of chicken. There's a shortage of this. There's a shortage of men. There's a shortage of, And even that's a lie. Even, because it ain't no shortage of nothing. No, it ain't no shortage of no. It might be a shortage of clean water, but it ain't no shortage of water. It ain't no shortage of men either. It's just a matter of where you got to go to find them. That's another story for another time. God already poured his spirit into us so we could pour his spirit on others. And if people want to be free, beloved, you have what it takes to make them free. Well, my pastor be here on Sunday morning. No, okay, thank God for your pastor. But let me repeat this again. You, Y-O-U, put your name in the spot. You have what it takes to make them free. That's right. Yeah, they just drug addicts. They just knuckleheads over there. They prostitutes. And you have what it takes to make them free. God knew they was prostitutes when he put you in that house you living in. He knew you was going to be living next door, amen, to some ruckus, some hell raisers. That's why he put you there. That's why he put you there. Oh, you, yeah, that's right. Because he knew that you had what it takes to make them free. You have the Almighty Spirit of God within you. Y'all remember when we was in elementary school, amen, just a little teapot. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Short. How that song go? Just a little teapot, short and free. Amen. Because I'm going all the way back now. I can do all that, but I tell you my age. I'm going all the way back. Amen. Glory be to God. But beloved, we are big teapots. I'm a big teapot, short and stout. Here is my handle. Here is my spout. Hallelujah. Tip me over and pour life out. Sickness and disease, you better watch out. Amen. Hallelujah. You are a sanctified teapot. Hallelujah. You are God's dispenser, pouring out his love, pouring out his spirit, pouring out his joy, pouring out his power, pouring it out. Amen. Can you stand to be blessed? Pouring it out. Hallelujah. That's what it means to be a disciple, beloved. That's what it means to be a disciple. Amen. Pouring out the love of God upon everybody that you meet. Amen. Serving as the Lord's teapot. So, beloved, from this day forward, I want you to think about yourself as a walking, living pitcher, a living dispenser. Glory be to God. Almost like the Kool-Aid man. That wherever you go, you are a vessel and you are a carrier of the life of God. You are filled to the full with life. So let's take ministry a step further, beloved. Hallelujah. The mission, amen, on this ministry when we was launched was to take ministry where it has never gone. Amen. Glory be to God. And we can do that. Amen. And go deeper. And every step we take. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And act like God is in you because he is. And pour him out because he's waiting for you to do so. Amen. Amen. And amen. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, thank you for making us a dispenser of your new covenant. Thank you for making us a dispenser of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for pouring out your spirit into us so that we can pour out your spirit unto others. Help us to do so. Help us not to be afraid. Help us not to be ashamed, Father God, of the gospel of Jesus, for we know that it is the power of God unto salvation unto everyone who believeth. Amen and amen. All right. Amen. Thank God for the word of God on today. Thank God for the word of God all this week. All this week. Every day we've been here. Whew. Every day. Every day. Amen. I was out with some family. Amen. Glory be to God. And something, you know, it's good to be honest. And I do have some people that I can open up to. Amen. And they want to know what it's like to like really serve 7 days. Like, you know, like not to have a day off, you know, but look, God doesn't take a day off and God is working on some other things here in this ministry. So it's all good. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, each and every one of you who has served in the ministry this week in any form of capacity. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank you for serving at the altar of prayer. Thank you, amen, for your prayers. Amen. Thank you for your financial giving. Amen. And your support to the ministry. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Each and every one of you, our viewing audience on social media. Amen. For our 5 a.m. services. Amen. And those of you, amen, our audience around the world here on internet radio. God bless you, each and every one of you. Amen. So we just want to thank God for you. Amen. All right. So this weekend, amen, we want you to, amen, be safe. Remember, you are a dispenser of the Holy Spirit. So be intentional about pouring it out on somebody. You say somebody going to get poured on today, but you do it in love. You pour in love. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. We'll be back again tomorrow for our Sunday services. Amen. We normally meet 2 times on Sunday. Amen. On internet radio and then on social media. Amen. So, and whatever you do tomorrow, amen, go to church. Amen. If you can't go to the physical building, just remember you are the building. Amen. If you can't go out, amen, then meet us here. Amen. Hallelujah. Meet us here. Hallelujah. And we bless be the name of the Lord. We thank God for you. Amen. I think that is it. Amen. We will be back. Amen. Tomorrow and then starting a brand new week on Monday, if providing the Lord's willing. If the Lord be willing, we be willing. Amen. And amen. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, please, please, please accept him today. If a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. You want to make sure that you are saved. See, you have something to pour out if you're not saved, but it don't count for nothing. You might be very well educated, all type of degrees, okay, and whatever else you have, okay, but it, look, only what we do for Christ is going to last. And you can pour out your knowledge, pour out your education, you can pour all that out, pour out your human wisdom, you can pour all that out, but it don't count for nothing. Amen. So let's get Jesus on the inside so we can share him. Amen. So just repeat after me. Father, I confess my sins before you. I ask that you would save my soul. I open my heart. I open my mouth. And I invite Jesus to come in and be my Lord and be my Savior. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. And my name is confirmed in the Lamb's book of life. Now use me and help me to follow you. And I will. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Reach out to us at lifewordjesus.org. Let us hear from you. Amen, hallelujah. Send us your testimony, amen, that you gave your life to Christ right here with us. Amen, we will pray with you. Amen, and pray for you in Jesus' name. Father God, as we go out today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father, we ask that you would cancel bad news, cancel tears, cancel sorrow, accident, incidents, calamities, premature death, fires, gas explosions, home invasions, carjackings, any form of bad news, Father, any form of tears, any form of sorrows. There will be no weeping. There will be no crying. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that covers us. We are not afraid of the arrow by day or the terror at night. Thank you. Thank you for meeting us on this platform every day this week. Thank you for paying the bills in the ministry, Father. Thank you for paying our personal bills. That we have a cell phone or a computer or whatever we're using to be able to sign in. We're not even taking that for granted. We're not taking nothing for granted, Father, because we thank you, and in all things we give you praise. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Thank you for them and their families. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer. Amen. Glory be to God by the word, by the blood, and by the spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And we decree and we declare that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a good day, a good weekend. Amen. See you tomorrow, Lord's willing. Hallelujah. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia signing out. Love you. Amen, amen, and amen.
You are welcome in. You're welcome.